It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
President Trump says former White House staffer Omarosa is a lowlife.
I better not go any further. Low life. She's a low life.
Everybody that he hires and gets rid of, they're losers, but I hired them.
After being on Trump's reality show, Omarosa served as a senior advisor to the president until she and the White House parted ways. In her upcoming book, Unhinged, Omarosa claims that Trump used racial slurs on the set of his reality show, The Apprentice. She says that he's a racist and a bigot. She doesn't have evidence, but Omarosa claims that tapes exist of Trump using the N-word repeatedly on the reality show's set. She acknowledges that she's never been able to obtain or hear the tapes, but said that three unnamed sources told her all about them. In the book, she paints Trump as scattered, self-absorbed, misogynistic, insecure, and that he's declining mentally. The book is set for release tomorrow. The White House has already slammed it as riddled with lies and false accusations.
Fake books! Fake books!
Cardi B tweeted that her daughter, Culture, is always sticking out her middle finger. She wrote, minutes after my daughter was born, she was sticking out her middle finger, and she stays doing it all the time now. She's so disrespectful. Wonder where she got it from. Cardi B and Offset secretly married in June, and their baby was born last month.
I can't wait to hear that baby talk.
Because she'll sound like Cardi B.
Yes.
John Mayer's home in Beverly Hills was robbed on Friday morning. The burglar or burglars made off with music equipment as well as several of his watches. The value of the items stolen was between $100,000 and $200,000. No one was home at the time of the robbery, and it wasn't known if his alarm system was on, but a security guard found a window that was broken around noon and called the cops, and so far no one has been arrested.
God, that would scare the crap out of me if like I'm a big celebrity and people are somehow breaking into my place.
Ruby Rose deleted her Twitter account after she received heavy criticism for being cast as a lesbian superhero in Batwoman. Woman in the new CW series. It was announced last week that the Orange is the New Black actress was going to play the superhero in the upcoming series. She was slammed on social media after the announcement with some complaining that she isn't good enough as an actress and she isn't Jewish, unlike the character of Kate Kane. Can I just, why? I don't understand all of this. Like, you're not exactly who the character is, so you can't play them. It's acting. That's the point.
You're supposed to be a character like some of the best actors. For example, like my favorite, Tom Hanks. How many different roles do they do? And they're so good at acting that you forget about their other role. Like when I see him on screen, I'm not like, wait a minute, that's Forrest Gump.
Right. Like you're just whoever's the best person for the part, acting-wise. That's who gets the part. I don't understand. Anyway, a Spice Girls reunion tour has been hinted at for years now, but it probably won't happen after Mel B's tell-all autobiography is out. A source said that after the book comes out, there's going to be no hope of the Spice Girls getting back together. It's going to dig up a lot of old dirt. Mel will allegedly detail several conflicts that she had with her fellow bandmates. One is when Mel asked Victoria Beckham for some free dresses from her new clothing line, and I guess Victoria was like, well, you need to pay for them. So,
well, I mean, if you give everything away for free, how are you going to make any money?
Yeah. 50 Cent revealed that he and Eminem have some new ideas that they could be working together on. In a recent interview, 50 said that he met up with Eminem in London while he was on his revival tour. He said, there's a few ideas I've been working on. When I was working with Em recently in London, he said that he had a few ideas that maybe we could work together on. When a fan asked 50 when the music would be released, he said, I don't know when we get a chance to record them. The two haven't worked together since 2012's My Life. That is the garbage.